back to Justice Rankings, where you can come for justice.
But one last time, stay for that league.
Woo! I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Wendorski.
It's the big one. It's the three-part finale.
We made it.
We did. We nuclear war hasn't come yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I looked at a bingo thing. I think I sent it to you. And one of the, I was like, oh, volcanic eruption. That happened.
Yep.
So one more square.
Hey, speaking of bingo.
Huh?
On my last chance, I did it. I got a bingo.
Yay!
Yeah. Nice. And it wasn't even as of last time, I had four diagonal, and the only one I needed was under the sea, which I decided didn't count last time.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get it that way. Instead, I got a twofer. In this cold open, we had both human military doing their thing and alien military doing their thing. And with those two, I was able to get a bingo.
Yeah, two birds, one stone.
Yeah. So that's what a nice way to cap it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yay, bingo. But it's going to be the big one. I don't know. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, dude, I saw two movies.
Oh, yeah.
I went to see a spooky movie called ISS.
Okay.
It's the space station, and they're up there, and they notice these nuclear bombs going off, and they're like, holy crap, are we at war?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a message that makes it to the space station, like, yes, we're at war. We need you to take the space station by any means necessary. And then communications are cut off. So the Russians and the Americans are up there, and they're like, what do we do? Are we supposed to hate each other now? Or, it's not the best movie ever, but decent enough.
That's a cool premise.
Yeah, I would, if it was a book, 100%. Yeah. As a movie, I mean, you can tell it's not like Gravity, like, or Apollo 13. You could tell they had the wires attached to their...
Okay, yeah.
But I still, I kind of dare say I enjoyed it.
Nice.
And then I took my daughter. We had a daughter-daddy date day.
Yeah.
And we saw Willy Wonka. And I wanted to shit on it so bad, Ben. But I can't. It was actually kind of charming.
Yeah, Kenny and I had a little little Wonka discussion over text. Yeah. I don't think I fully realized just how badly Kenny hates the Tim Burton version from, you know, what... 10 years ago,
early
or whatever.
2000s-ish?
So, yeah, something like that. 10, 15 years?
Yeah, it's got to be there.
I remember watching it and going, I mean, obviously it's not as good as, you know, the Gene Wilder, like, the one that we all grew up
with.
I thought it was fine. It was inoffensive, but Kenny hates it, apparently.
It's around this time where Tim Burton, I feel like he kind of went more to the green screen side of things.
Yeah.
And less the practical effects, which Tim Burton's, like, he's got these camera angles with the Dutch angles, and he uses a lot of models and really creative makeup effects. And I think this was around the time he was like, you know what, green screen?
Yeah.
Green screen. Yeah.
This would have been around the same time he did his version of Planet of the Apes, wouldn't it?
That was, I think, 2000. So this might have been a little bit after.
But
you'll notice that he... Yeah, the Oz movie he did, and he's done a couple others where it just feels like, man, you're just doing the George Lucas thing, aren't you? Where it's just blue screen and people walking. And
yeah, I mean, that was kind of, and still is to a large extent, kind of every movie for a while. Like, everybody was real fucking excited about, you mean we can just... We can just make the monkeys down in the CGI lab do all the work?
Right, yeah. Which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
I think is now that we're older, we see it so much more now. Because you can't help but notice it, really.
Well, and also we're reaching the point where the human cost of... Turns out those are not monkeys down in the CGI lab. Those are human beings who deserve a living wage, too.
Yeah. And, Marvel, of all people, they were like, that's enough!
Yeah.
We're union. We want it.
Yep.
Give it to us. Union.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know where that's at. If they...
I think they voted for it.
Did they... Were they able to unionize?
I think so. Good for them.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Please. Good. Because, you know, the WGA and the SAG-AFTRA both spent all year showing us how unions matter.
Yeah.
So,
good on them. So, anyway... Both movies, I don't know if I would give them, like, soaring thumbs up. But I pretty good.
Yeah, I watched not this last Sunday, but the Sunday before. I watched Sorry to Bother You, which really felt like, cause that's like been out for about 5 years now.
No, of it. Never saw it.
Though. Yeah. Well, that's how I was. Like, I saw the trailer and it looked kind of interesting. And I'd heard after the fact some spoilery things that I won't say here.
Okay.
Even though maybe I should, because those were the things that were like, really? It goes, okay. Apparently this movie goes from some places that you wouldn't necessarily pick up, because the broad high concept is it's a telemarketer. The main character is a black telemarketer who finds that he gets a lot more sales when he uses his white voice.
Oh, okay.
And his white voice is overdubbed by a white actor. So it's the black actor is lip syncing and a white man's voice is coming out of his mouth, and it's got kind of that like trippy magical realism. Like, that is not the only thing that is just slightly askew. It's very satirical. It's got like in-universe fake advertisements like you might think of seeing in like RoboCop or, you know.
You haven't dismantled your MX stockpile.
Pakistan is threatening my border.
That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke 'em. Get them before they get you. Another quality home game from Butler Brothers.
It's real good.
I remember there was a guy, it's the first scene in RoboCop 2, which you haven't seen.
I have not.
Oh, man. But there's a scene, and it starts off right at the bat. You think it's the movie. Somebody's breaking into a car, and he gets in the car, and then these metal clamps go around his arms and his head, and he gets electrocuted, and he comes out. It's an ad for, like, a security system for your car. And it tricked me as a kid. And now as an adult, it makes me laugh my ass off. You should see that one. It's a good one.
I don't know. I still haven't seen, believe it or not, I haven't seen Total Recall.
What?
I know.
God damn it, man. That's a good one.
So that's higher on my list than RoboCop 2, just because I've seen RoboCop 1. I already know that RoboCop's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I need to see Total Recall.
Yeah. My God. I have that physically. I have both of those physical copies of those.
Yeah.
I didn't give them to Bookmans.
For you children in the audience.
Yes.
You can buy physical media.
Divida. Yeah.
And I'm going to hit the proverbial, well, hell. I see Minnie sniffing around like she's got a... Yeah, I'm going to try and take her outside.
That's okay.
We'll be right back.
Commercial break.
I'm just going to leave her rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, she needs to go... I don't know if she'll be willing to go outside. Who's worth a try with? She won't go in the rain. She won't go out into the rain. And the thing is, we've got a covered patio, but she won't go on the patio either. She'll... Check, one, check two.
Check one, check two?
Yeah, it's all good. So yeah, buckle up, folks, because at random during this recording, you're going to hear me go, no, and that's because Minnie's shitting on my rug. But, you know, it is what it is.
Shit happens.
It does.
Hey!
Well, shit happened to Earth.
It sure did.
In this episode.
God damn, a lot happens in this episode.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking about in real life. But in this episode...
Oh, yeah. My bad.
We watched Starcross today.
Yes.
Yeah. So we open up. It's a big peace summit.
There's terrorists, maybe.
Maybe. Turns out there's no terrorists. Or maybe there were terrorists.
But they were like,
Maybe not today, because, you know, the Justice League, or they're in Washington, D.C. There's, you know, big summit. Clark Kent's in his civvies because he's recovering it for the planet.
Yeah.
But all the other Justice League dudes are, you know, staking out like, we heard there's going to be terrorists.
Yeah.
But then a UFO shows up instead of terrorists. So maybe the terrorists were like, you know what? Okay, come. They have this every year. We'll hit the next one.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with this.
Yeah, the UFO's got this one.
So the Justice Leaguers. Oh, there's a little scene where Green Lantern and Hawk Girl, they're like, hey, you want to get Chinese after this?
Yeah, just to remind you, in case you missed the last couple of episodes, they are actively fucking now.
Yes, when the spaceship shows up, they all, you know, battle stations. Let's do what we do.
Yep, but they're having no luck. They're getting their ass kicked by this big spaceship. But then the spaceship gets its ass kicked by an even bigger spaceship.
Yes, and the Justice Leaguers, like Superman's like, oh, out of the frying pan, into the fryer. But Hot Girl says, no, hold up. What? No. Why?
These guys are cool, according to Hot Girl at least. They're Thanagarians.
They got wings. It's in their silhouette. And they come out their spaceship and everyone's like, whoa, people like you. Yeah. I thought that you were like super far away. That couldn't happen.
Yeah. And the head. the Earth military, by the way, that's how I got my bingo. They scramble fighters against the aliens.
Yeah,
they get their asses kicked too. Yeah, but, you know. We do see General Wells, who we haven't seen since Secret Origins.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Earth general and the
that's
pilot.
Right. Yeah.
Remember they were disarming all the nukes, and mm-hmm. he was the only one who was like, what if nukes good, though?
Yeah. the Thanagardians, they're like, hey, what's up? Hey, Hot Girl. It's good to see you again. Smooches.
Yep.
And of course, Green Lantern's like, say what?
Yep. What? No time for introductions now. That'll happen after the opening credits.
We got to talk to your Earth leaders.
Yes.
This is a very dire meeting involving your Earth is going to be attacked by the ship, the first ship.
Yep. The ship that we shot down. That is, we are Thanagarians. We are the Hawk people. You are going to be attacked by the, I think they said
Gargarians?
Gordanians?
Gordanians?
We will refer to them as lizard people.
Yes, they are lizard people. They have wings too, but it's like robot wings.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't really use them to fly. But there's a whole scene where they've been at war for thousands of years.
Thousands of years ago, before the dawn of man as we knew him.
The planets, the lizard people, sorry.
Yes.
And the Hawk people, they've been fighting them. It's arch nemesis. They're coming to your planet. We're here to help.
And right about this time, to Hawk Girl, the question obviously is, I thought you said your people were too far away and could never reach us and you could never get back there, says no one. Yeah. But I thought it.
Yeah. it turns out Hawk Girl, she was a spy.
She was a spy the whole time. She said, yeah, sorry. I took an oath not to tell you, but my whole job was to just kind of see what your defenses and technology level were like. And it turns out they're kind of bad. So... But good news, we're going to help as long as you give us carte blanche to do kind of whatever the fuck we want. We'll set up a big force field and you'll be safe from the lizard people.
Yep.
And that'll be good for us, the Hawk people. So everybody wins. So, you know, you world governments and unelected super beings, just talk amongst yourselves. Let us know what you decide.
Yeah.
We've got a giant invasion fleet, but don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's for defending you with.
Yes.
Yes.
So think about it, but think quickly.
Yep.
Because time is a factor here.
Yep. And so obviously Superman says, well, you know, whenever intergalactic conquerors are on the move, New Genesis is not about that. We could talk to them,
mm-hmm.
get their help. Green Lantern says, oh, I'm part of Space Cops.
Yeah.
They might be interested in this.
Right.
So, you know, let's talk to them. Just gather all our interstellar allies. And no, none of them say this.
No.
And
the chief, well, the leader, the commander, yep. his name is Hro.
Hro.
Hro. H-R-O.
Yes. He has a last name, too. I just called him Hro in my notes.
Yes.
In fact, I called him Hro-Hro-Hro in my notes.
Hro-Hro.
Which is a lot funnier in writing than it is to try to say. That's
yes.
very difficult.
Hro.
Hro-Hro-Hro.
Hro.
Yes.
He and Hot Girl, they are an item.
Apparently, they are engaged to one another. And Hro is, you know...
They pretty much are affectionate from the moment they see each other.
Serious PDA from jump.
And God, John has to sit there and watch it.
Yep, he has to shake this motherfucker's hand.
Yeah.
And Hro doesn't quite come out and say, so I hear you've been fucking my girl, and that's okay, because it was part of her cover, but that stops now.
Yeah.
But this is very much the vibe we're getting.
I thought it'd be taller. Is yep. that what he says?
Yep.
the old male ego, because height equals attractiveness, I
yep.
guess. But
I went to the doctor for the first time in too long, and I had to give him, you know, my height and weight and all that stuff, and I say 5'10", but that's 6 foot in
yeah.
in dating profile numbers.
yeah. That's actually, Sarah has made that joke too. I'm like, I'm 5'10", but I always give myself a little extra. So I like, yeah. My driver's license says 5'11". I don't know why that makes me feel better.
Yeah,
it does.
Look, women lie about their age. We lie about this.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I'm probably not even 5'10 anymore. I'm probably even shrinking a little bit. But anyway.
Look, it's cold outside. There's shrinkage.
Yes.
It's not your fault.
It actually is cold outside in Tucson.
Yeah, believe it or not.
But we have no time to talk about the weather.
No, none.
Lizard people are coming.
They're coming, and so the world leaders and Superman, and they all kind of get together, and they say, this seems a little, I don't know, but we also don't want to get invaded by lizard people.
Yeah.
So they call up Ro and say, you know what? Offer accepted. Come on down. We're going to build a big generator together.
Yes. And, well, Batman, he's... you know how Batman is. Yeah. Suspicious.
Yeah, Batman's all about that trust but verify.
Yes.
And he gets a hold, we're not entirely sure how, but this crashed lizard people spaceship that almost attacked DC, he says, hey, Wonder Woman, you want to come over to my house? We're going to do an alien autopsy.
Yeah, so they go off, do that thing.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Flash is like, well, this seems like a no-brainer. Let's sign him up. And it's sort of... I wouldn't say gets slipped out, but Green Lantern's kind of like, woe is me, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think Flash kind of puts the two together.
Yeah, well, it's because it's Batman first, before he goes up to the Watchtower for alien autopsy. Yeah, he's trying to give Green Lantern a pep talk, and he's kind of bad at it.
Yeah, he's like, there's no more dangerous species on the planet, or something like that.
Than women, get am it? I right?
And of course, John is like, how'd you know? And Batman's like, I'm Batman, I know everything.
Yeah, JJ pops up, he's like, hey, I lost everybody I ever loved, so, you know, yeah. If you think about it, losing just one person you loved, but not really because she's not dead, is, you know, it's kind of small potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying our best to cheer you up.
You want to go get some beers, buddy?
I was about to say, you want to go to strip club?
Yeah.
Something like that? There's no time for that, though. We got to make the big gravity...
power generator.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so most of the Justice League is helping with construction with this giant power generator. And Rose, the official story is, look, it's gotta be a big power generator. It's got to generate enough power for a force field to keep you guys safe.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, in theory, I would have bought that. Sure.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman up in the Watchtower. Doing his dissection, and Wonder Woman's like, you know, kind of like, I don't know. They seem legit to me. And Batman's like, yeah, but do they freeze their livers? This body's been on ice well before the spaceship even showed up. They were dead before they attacked.
It was a setup.
Oh!
So Batman decides to get his detective on,
mm-hmm.
and disguise himself as one of the world diplomats who are getting a tour of the Hawk Person mothership.
Yes. All the world leaders agreed to this. They went up there. Batman dressed up like a dude with a mustache and older looking style. And he kind of pokes around where he shouldn't, and he hears this transmission.
Yes, to the Council of Hawk Person Viking Elders.
Yes.
Back home.
They're like, is the plan going according to plan? Of course it is. The invasion is good. We're going to do our double cross, and everyone's none the wiser.
Yep, and they let slip that the lizard person fleet is currently attacking Thanagar, the Thanagarian homeworld, which is way far away, nowhere near Earth.
Yeah.
So we don't know what they're up to yet, but these Hawk people are clearly lying about something.
Yes.
And Batman's able to, you know, garble, Diana, they're doing something! They're doing bad things! But
yeah.
That's when he gets discovered and attacked, and she doesn't get the whole message, but we're... The word's gotten out that something fishy's going on, and... Wonder Woman relates this to the rest of the League as they're working on this giant power generator. And at this point, the Hawk people are like, eh, fuck it, fascism?
Ruse is over. Yeah, yep. Yeah, we're going to take over your planet.
Martial law, let's go.
Hey-o! And they defeat the Justice League.
Yes, they're kicking all their asses. And as they are doing it, they're pulling out tactics that are very specifically geared toward taking down each one of the Justice Leaguers. They've got this, like, kryptonite laser cannon to mm-hmm. take down Superman.
Some kind of gravity weapon that's used against the Flash so he can't run.
Yep. Some kind of zappy thing to take down JJ.
Yeah. And,
Long story short, and the Hawk invasion armada attacks the Watchtower. Mm-hmm. They take down Wonder Woman, so they're able to kind of take out all the Justice Leaguers piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
And as our part one ends, all the Justice Leaguers are being taken in.
And Hawk Girl.
Oh, that's right.
She pretty much sucks.
Yeah.
John in the face.
Yeah. That's the other thing is that as they've gotten all of the Justice League that are down, it's Flash, JJ, and Supes are the ones that are working on the big generator along with GL. And GL is the only one left standing. He's got the other three in a bubble. He's about to get them out when a big quarantine force field comes down. And that's when Hawk Girl shows up and she's like, look, I know this looks bad, but this is all, trust me, this is for your own good. And John's like, well, why should I trust you? You've been lying. What else have you been lying about? And she like says, look me in the eyes and tell me I'm not on your side. And he looks her in the eyes. Okay, fine. And he lets his guard down for just long enough for her to bonk him upside the head.
Betrayal.
And that's the end of part one.
Yeah.
We open up on part two, and it's full martial law all across the earth.
The Hawk people, I don't know if they reveal their plan, but yes, they have taken over, and everyone is in a cell.
Yeah.
The Justice Leaguers.
All of the Earth's military have all been some sort of jamming field that the Hawk people can do that makes guns not work, tanks not work. All the communications go down, and we've got Hawk people patrolling the streets. And the propaganda machine, they're broadcasting all over the earth saying, look, it's all we want to do is stop the lizard people. Help us help you conquer you to help you help us beat them.
Yes.
Yes.
You got that?
Sure. But yes, everybody's up in the alien mothership, in the Hawk person mothership. They've got specialized jail cells for all of the Justice Leaguers.
Yep. And Hawk Girl walks by, and Superman just is mad. He's a traitor! You know, he says it, like, super loud. She keeps walking. There's another dude who's kind of like a schemey dude.
Yeah, I called him Chinstrap in my notes. He's one of the Hawk people. He's like the second in command after Crow.
He's like Worm Tongue.
A just question, my liege.
Yeah. He's, you know... And he's got... They confiscated John Stewart's Green Lantern ring. And he's saying, yeah, he'll be easy to keep locked up without this. And Hawk Girl says, oh, you shouldn't underestimate them. They're pretty cool dudes. And he says, you're right. Maybe we should kill them. In fact, maybe you should kill them. Because this whole time, he's been telling Crow, like, she's been on this planet for like 5 years.
Yeah.
She's been getting that good Earthling dick. I think she might have gone native.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't exactly gagging for it when she left you 6 months ago.
Yeah, you sure you want to keep trying to? Of course, he's like, well, she's fine. She's fine.
It's my fiance you're talking about.
She only likes me. She wants my body.
But I wanted to take the risk because you, I am gagging for it.
Exactly. So, got that good feathered avian dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she says, no, I'm not going to kill him because we'll need him.
They're heroes here. If we kill them, then all the people of Earth will want to rise up and rebel. And,
yeah.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she has Worm Tongue.
Yep.
Chin strap.
He's like, he can be Worm Tongue.
Probably should feed him.
Yep.
He goes into Wonder Woman's cell. He's got like some kind of octopus dish.
Yep.
And he's like, here you go, eat it. And she's tied up. She can't eat it.
Yep.
So she's tied up.
Yep. She decides to get into the mind games with him and says, look, Hawk Girl's going to be mad if you don't feed me. Yes, you're going to have to feed me, big boy. Stick that big tentacle in my mouth for me.
And he's like, all right, fine. Here, eat your gruel or whatever. And she hit-butts him.
Yep, she bites his hand as he's trying to feed her octopus squid tentacles.
He drops his knife. She's able to get the knife in her teeth.
Yep.
And she chucks it as hard as she can at a big red button.
Yep, that's the big red button that unties her.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Gotta watch out, though, when you're very small. I don't know if you know that.
Sorry.
The lab dog was underfoot.
Sorry.
She got lightly stepped on. But yeah, Wonder Woman gets checked off my little checklist. Okay, she did something real good. She's not getting the award today.
She did a good job. She's able to free the rest.
It's a really good action scene as she's freeing everybody one by one, and some of them, like Superman, he's been under like a red sunlight lamp, so he's all depowered, and it's only coming back slowly. And they do all get free. They beat up a bunch of Hawk guys.
They make it into the city. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they get on a. Well, they bust a hole in the in the hull of the alien ship, and I also check off. Okay, by this point, Superman and who else is able to fly at this point? Wonder Woman are taking two or three dudes each and flying them to safety. So Superman, you're getting the checkbox. You're not getting the award today. You did this. Okay, all right. And they're down in the city. I think it might be Metropolis.
Yeah, that works.
It's wherever it is. It's 30 miles from Gotham.
Yeah, and they're fugitives. They're on the run. They hide in a department store.
Yep.
And they're like, ah, crap, because there's guards everywhere.
Yep.
Superman's able to use his X-ray vision, sort of. And he's like, I can barely see it, but I can see. They're outside, so this sucks.
Yep.
And Flash is like, well, we can't really like go out in public, so what do we do? And then Batman's like, well, let's just department store. Let's put on these clothes. We'll look like normies.
They'll be looking for us at Maury's, right? But they won't be looking for not us.
And Flash is like, but what about our secret identity? And Bruce Wayne's like, you're
Wally West.
Wally West, that's right.
Yep.
Wally
West, Clark Kent, Bruce Wayne, and the other three don't really have secret identities. We all know Diana's just Diana.
Yeah.
JJ's just JJ, and Jon Stewart's been using his real name this whole time.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Okay.
Cat's out of the bag, gang.
Yep. Everybody takes their masks off and puts on civilian attire and says, all right, this is a three-parter, and we're still in the middle of part two.
There's six of us, so let's do some math. Divide it by two.
Yep, so split up into pairs, and everybody will rendezvous at Bruce's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they do.
Yes.
There's about 10 minutes of them cat and mousing through the city, but there's really not much to talk about.
There's a train sequence where Clark Kent, as a reporter, is able to kind of distract guards so other people can get on the train. Bruce Wayne and Wonder Woman, they hide in a restaurant and they have to pretend to be making out.
Which takes the form of Wonder Woman grabbing him by the head and like forcefully making out with him so that their faces can't be seen by some patrols.
Yeah.
And there's a little moment of, sorry, I had to do that. No, you're not, and I'm not either.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cute.
Good, yeah. Bruce Wayne didn't. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, women are the most mysterious and dangerous. Whatever. I want a fucking Amazon.
They still smell great, though, don't they?
Oh, they do.
They make it to Bruce's mansion, and we get Alfred.
Yeah.
Good old Alfred.
Yep. We get some good Alfred just being his dry, British, witty, oh, we got more aliens here.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. No, I'm good with that.
They go into the Batcave, and they're like, all right, we all regrouped. We're here. What's the plan?
Yep.
And the plan is Hot Girl shows up.
Yep.
She's new, I guess, maybe?
Yep. Well, we're not sure how she knew about Batman's secret identity, but what did happen is Hro gave her the good info dump. The good exposition dump about what's really going on.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's like a jump gate. And they need several planets in a row to activate this jump gate to have them take on the lizard people again?
Yeah, so it's like instead of going, like a network of warp gates that will get them behind enemy lines and allow them to do a strike against the lizardmen homeworld. The plan is we're going to build one of these. They actually call it a hyperspace bypass.
Okay.
As you are probably aware, the plans for the development of the online regions of the Western Spiral Arm of the Galaxy require the building of a hyperspace express route through your star system. And regrettably, your planet is one of those scheduled for demolition.
This plot point is from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, it is? Okay.
And they even use the exact same term, hyperspace bypass.
Nice.
Except in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's a comedy because it's not part of a war effort. It's literally just, it's as if they were bulldozing your house to build a new highway.
Yeah.
It's just interstellar bureaucracy gone wrong, and that's the joke. But in this episode, they treat it seriously.
And this will destroy Earth.
It will, in fact, destroy Earth. And Crow's like, look, it's them or us. That really sucks for them. But I like this, too, because it's... He says, but, you know, trying to do this anywhere else would set our whole plan back 5 years. And would, you know, cost us in lives in the meantime. And Hawkgirl's like... Well, yeah, but those are soldiers who signed up for a war.
Yeah.
Not innocent people just living their lives. So, no, that's not cool.
Right.
So, she decides to go rogue.
Yes.
And show up in the Batcave with the secret Death Star plans.
Yes. She gives the plans. You know, shoot it in the exhaust pipe.
Yep.
And everyone takes the plans, but they're still angry at her.
Yeah, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll take a look. We'll see if we think it's worth anything. Meanwhile, fuck you, get out.
Yeah. And Green Lantern's like, I don't want to talk to you. And she's like, look, I get it. But here's your power ring. Look, you don't have to like me anymore, but you're going to need this. So take it. And he reluctantly, well, not really, he takes it.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
What's he going to say? No. Yeah. He takes it.
But nobody's exactly sure how much to trust her. And it's going to get even harder to trust her because the big cliffhanger that we go out of part two on is that evil worm-tongue chin-strap guy. He put a tracking device on Hawkgirl because he didn't trust her.
Yeah.
So as we open up in part three, they tracked her back to the Batcave, and now all the Hawk people are attacking the Batcave.
Yeah, they're causing destruction, but luckily the Justice Leaguers are able to fight back.
Yeah, turns out it's a lot harder to beat six of the Justice Leaguers all together than picking them off one by one because they're all split up. So, yeah, they kick their asses pretty handily, and Alfred's just, like, sweeping up the broken glass like, it's fucking Tuesday for me, man.
Yeah.
And then Samuel Jackson goes, hey, motherfucker, it's just another Tuesday. Fuck these niggas.
Mind the glass, Mr. Wayne.
Yep.
There is a spaceship that is still left over. And Chinstrap, right?
Yep.
He's still there. Knocked out, right?
Yep. And so Batman, he's been looking at the secret Hawkgirl Death Star plans. And he says, okay, we got to blow up the big hyperspace bypass machine generator that we've been building that we thought was a force field generator, but it's not. But it's still protected by that force field. So we're going to split up, gang. Three of us have to take out the alien mothership, which is generating the force field. Three of us have to go to the watchtower, because that's my secret weapon. It's going to blow up the hyperspace bypass.
There you go.
So that's the plan, gang.
All right.
So we're going to Independence Day in this Thanagarian spaceship, but we don't know how to fly it.
Well, luckily there's this dude. Why don't we, like, learn from him?
Yup, and JJ, he said earlier in the episode, I think in part one, you know, I can't really read any of their minds, because one of them, I think Flash was asking, how come you never read Hawkgirl's mind to find out she was a spy? And he's like, well, I can't. In fact, I can't read any of their minds.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not entirely true. He can, but it's not just an easy, like, look at him real hard for a second and you know everything they ever knew.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. Yep. Gonna hurt bad. So he's gonna touch the dude's head.
Yep.
And he's gonna enter his brain. And then you get a surreal moment where he's in this the brain of this alien, and there's statue and
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
There you go.
Yep. He's getting attacked by brain hawks that are causing him physical pain in the real world.
Yeah.
You know, die in the Matrix, die in real life.
Yeah, exactly. But he's able to get it, gets the know-how.
Yep.
They get in their ship and take off.
Yep, so JJ and Batman and Flash are going to go off and do that. And meanwhile, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and Superman are going to attack the alien mothership.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we've got the... Okay, so in the Watchtower, there's Hawk people up there.
Yep, they took over the place.
They got to knock them out.
Yep.
But they don't leave them on the space station. They don't want them to die.
Yep.
So they get him into an escape pod.
Yep, because Batman says, because Flash is asking, okay, where's the secret weapon? And Batman's like, we're going to accelerate to ramming speed. We're going to crash the watchtower into their dumb hyperspace bypass machine once the shields are down. But first, we're not murderers, even though these guys are colonizing jerks.
Yep.
We're going to load them into the escape pods. And as Flash and JJ are getting them into the escape pods, Batman says, psych, hits the big button, and JJ and Flash are in the escape pod with them when it gets ejected. Batman says, somebody's got to stay aboard to guide this thing and make sure it stays on target. It's going to be me.
There you go.
It's been an honor, gentlemen.
Yep.
And Flash says, no, I'm exiting the episode. I'm winning the participation award.
He got it.
Flash gets it. Yeah.
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it. Okay?
This is pretty much the last we see much of Flash this episode.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not that he didn't do, like, when they were defending the Batcave, Flash had a cool moment where one of the Hawk people gets a hold of the Mr. Freeze gun, and Flash, oh no, that's Superman. Superman blows it back in his face.
Yeah, Flash, the Big Penny.
That's right. Flash makes his little Flash arm tornadoes and blows a couple of them into the Big Penny. Like, he does stuff, but everybody else does at least as much.
Yeah, everybody's so on screen. So
it's sorry,
gotta
Flash.
Go to somebody.
It's gotta go to somebody. And I think the other five could have handled it.
Nice.
So sorry, buddy.
That happens.
It's, you know.
So Batman's gonna stay up there and he's setting it to ramming speed. We're gonna go crash this into the Earth's atmosphere.
Yep, so for the rest of the episode, every so often we'll cut back to Batman and it's like getting real hot on re-entry, he's getting all sweaty and grunting.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the alien ship.
Yep. Hawk Girl got taken prisoner.
That's
as
right.
A traitor because of the tracking device. They saw that she was helping him out. Helping out the Justice League.
A little, like, listening, or, like, a video camera on her that she didn't even know she had on her.
Yup.
That sucks.
Yup. So as Wonder Woman and Superman are smashing through this whole place, Wonder Woman comes across Hawk Girl in a jail cell, and she seriously considers, like, man, I should leave you to die here, because fuck you.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get her out. Fighting ensues. But ultimately, the big fight that we kind of want to focus on is Green Lantern fighting the betrothed?
Yep. Hawk Girl's fiancé.
Crow,
yep.
And of course, Crow is able to beat up Green Lantern Man.
Yep.
And then it's time for the two lovers to quarrel.
Yep, that's when Hawk Girl shows up and she's like, look, because Crow's whole deal is, look, I can forgive treason, I can forgive all this stuff, just, you know, tell me that you like my dick better.
And she can't.
Yep. Like, look, I don't like dick that's trying to dick over this planet that's a good planet full of good people.
I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So he gets real mad and zaps her.
Yep. So then they have to have a big fight. And then Green Lantern has to get back up and they have to have a big fight again. And
yep.
Crow breaks his ring.
Yeah, like breaks his whole hand.
Yeah.
But Green Lantern's like, you know what? I'm still going. I'm still going.
Yeah,
I got a broken arm, but I'm still going to fight you.
Yeah. I didn't hear no bell.
Yes. Now, there, the big button that you need to push
yes.
just happens behind a force field.
Yep.
So as Green Lantern is kind of backing up, Crow is getting ready to swing at him. But Green Lantern dodges it, and Fro punches the energy force field, which zaps him good.
Yup, so now the force field's down, and Green Lantern and Hawk Girl have to put their little hands over each other and push down the button together. The force field comes down around the big hyperspace bypass, and the watchtower is about to smash into it. Superman is, you know, he's been on his communicator with Batman this whole time saying, no, don't sacrifice yourself, I love you.
So I have to do this. Not on my watch. So Superman shows up in the nick of time, saves Batman.
Yup, they kiss. And we cut back over to Crow. They're getting, Hawk Girl and Green Lantern are getting attacked by a bunch of Hawk people. Wonder Woman shows up and beats a bunch of them up, but, I mean, there's thousands of these Hawk people on the planet. And Crow says, well, you know, like, yeah, you blew up our machine, but that only took us, like, a week. So if we start over, we'll have it up and running pretty soon.
No! Crow says, you know what? Mission failed. We suck. Let's leave.
Bye. The episode's almost over, so remember the end of Secret Origins where the Martians kind of left for no reason?
There we go. Bye-bye.
Doing that again.
He says, like, you took us back 5 years. It sucks. We're going to have to... And Hawk Girl's like, well, then you better start working on a different thing.
Yep. And so all the Hawk people leave. We cut back over to Wayne Manor where the six Justice Leaguers in good standing are voting on whether Hawk Girl should be forgiven or ejected from the League or what the heck to do with her.
Alfred has a really nice scene with Hawk Girl, and she's depressed, and Alfred's like, hey, look, you fucked up, but at the same time, you saved the day. I'm thankful that you did that. Thank you very much for saving our lives.
Yep. Thumbs also, up. Also, I was a secret agent for a while.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was a plot point.
So, you know, in the unicorn.
From one spy to another, like, hey, game recognized game.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good moment.
It was a good Alfred moment.
And she goes into the room. They're like, we're ready to tell you what our decision is. And Hawk Girl says, I quit.
Yep. Says, look, I had to make a hard choice between my duty and this planet that I've come to love. And I know how hard it is to choose between what you know you have to do and what you know you should do. So I'm not going to put you in that position. I'm going to resign.
Yep.
Yep. And Flash gives her a big hug. That's a nice little moment, too. Flash was, you know, as you probably could have expected, he was one of the ones arguing for, look, she dicked us over, but she did the right thing in the end. We should let her back in. But she goes off and
looks at the sunset.
Yep.
Green Lantern shows up. He's got his arm in a cast, and he's like, you didn't want to know what our decision was going to be? And Hawk Girl's like, nah, it's probably for the best they don't know.
Yep.
Look, I love you, but I got to go. It sucks, but let's face it. There's no coming back from this. And she takes off into the sunset, and Green Lantern says, I loved you too.
Yep, and as the episode ends, we got everybody else back in Wayne Manor saying, well, what do we do now? We got no Hawk Girl. We got no Watchtower. Everything's kind of busted up. And JJ says, well, we rebuild.
Build it back, brick for brick.
Yep. Build it back better. And we will see what they have done building it back in another year after we're done with Static
Shock.
There
you go. That's
if we're not all dead of nuclear war. But in the meantime, that is the end of Justice League. Kenny, did this three-part finale hold up?
I had a great time.
This was a good one.
I was never bored. Yep. I enjoyed the double cross, the triple cross, all of the crosses. Star-crossed.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yep. I think that middle part maybe could have dragged a little bit. Like, I don't even know if dragged is the right word, because it didn't. I was entertained, but you could have cut a lot of that out and not really lost
I got
much.
A kick out of them revealing their identities. And
that was really good.
In their little side quests.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yep, yep. It was fun. It had some heart. It had some fun character stuff.
It felt like closure.
Yep.
Things that were sprinkled in there kind of came back full force.
Yep. I had forgotten that they crashed the original Watchtower. In my head, well, I probably shouldn't say, because there's something that happens later in Unlimited that I was getting mixed up with this.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, it was a good one. It feels sad to say, since this is the end of season 2 and technically the end of this show, JLU is technically a different show, even though it's really not. Mm-hmm. But it feels like, as of the final episode, this show finally reached its potential.
Right.
Like, it's this one and, you know, Secret Origins, I think, is still at our number 2. And then what is it, Brave New World? New World Order, A Better World. Yeah, A Better World is number 1. Mm-hmm. Like, those are strong standouts. Hereafter was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of fluff in the middle.
It was rough to sit through a few of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah. So, like, strong highlights, but
yeah.
But, you know, that's looking back on the show as a whole, which is what we'll be doing next time. What we need to do right now is some fucking science.
Yay! Science!
I'm a disciple of science.
All right. Reginald has split himself into 3 identical clones.
Woo!
One of them's a young teenage hip Reginald in a leather jacket. One's a robot Reginald.
Okay.
And the third one is not a robot, but he's got a power suit.
Okay.
So they're going to have to duke it out to see who's the real Reginald.
Wow. That's intense. Maybe Multiplicity would have done better at the box office if they did that with Michael and Keaton.
I was going Death and Rebirth of Superman, but no, Multiplicity. That's what we're doing.
Did you ever see that one?
I never did.
It's kind of charming. It's dated now, the special effects. It came out in 96.
So. I'm sure.
It's a good Michael Keaton. His second clone is like kind of like a cool, like, burly dude.
Okay.
The clone after that, the third one, is kind of a feminine dude. And then those two got together and had their own clone, and the joke is a copy of a copy is not as sharp as the original. So the fourth one's kind of a moron. And anyway, you should see it.
All right.
With Total Recall and RoboCop 2.
I'll put it on my list.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we got some science to do, so let's put our lab coats on.
But take them pants off!
All right.
Ooh.
We've got a list of 25 episodes. We're about to make it an even 26 before we move on to Static Shock, and we'll come back to this list with JLU. In the meantime, read the list, buddy.
Here we go. A Better World, Secret Origins, Mercy Road, Savage Time, A Night of Shadows, and Blackest Night, The Enemy Below, Hereafter, Wildcard, Comfort, and Joy, Only a Dream, Eclipse, Tabula Rasa, Twilight, Brave and the Bold, Paradise Lost, Legends, and Justice for All, War World, Secret Society, Maid of Honor, Fury, Hardened Minds, The Terror Beyond, Metamorphosis.
Well,
yay!
All right, booting up RNGesus. Is this episode Starcrossed better or worse than number 7, The Enemy Below?
Arthur is talking to the fish.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I felt that betrayal. It's kind of stung me.
Yeah, yeah. I think they gave us just enough of Hawk Girl that it didn't feel like you couldn't have done this with any other character. You couldn't, like, if JJ had turned out to be a traitor, like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
But Hawk Girl's been around enough that you feel the betrayal, but not so much that it seems like a bullshit plot twist for the sake of a plot twist.
Yeah, she doesn't really hide the smooches to Hro.
Yeah.
It's like, well, bitch, John's right there.
Yeah, like, you don't have to do it right in front of him. they put her in like full, they give her a slightly different helmet when she's in her Thanagarian, like, military regalia. It seems a lot more intimidating.
Yeah.
It's like, more alien, more like, this bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. So, yeah, I agree.
Cool.
I concur. All right. In that case, is Starcrossed better or worse than number 5, A Night of Shadows? That was Morgan Le Fay, Gargoyles. Oh, there's something that happens in that one. I feel like I bring it up every time. Batman fights a chair.
That's right. Take that chair.
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
Yeah.
I think this one's better.
I would concur. That one's fun. That one was a good JJ episode with his Morgan Le Fay gets into his mind, but
I like the mind with the JJ or yeah, JJ.
Yeah, it gets into Chinstrap's brain.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I think they did a good job. Like, yes, it was kind of padding, but also it
wasn't too long.
It wasn't too long. I think it was just long enough. Mm. I think if it was any less, and it would have felt like, really? You couldn't have done this from jump?
Yeah.
But I like getting reminded that, yes, JJ has telepathy, but it's not, there's a reason why he doesn't use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he can be a scary motherfucking dude when he goes hard with that telepathy. Yeah. So the fact that he can be that scary and chooses not to, I think is a good bit of texture to that character.
We don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess Wormtongue is like down for the count. Coma.
Yeah, he was the last we see of him. Alfred's sweeping up around him and makes a quip. Oh, I guess I gotta take out more trash.
Right, yes.
But yeah, he's sitting there like comatose and drooling. It's like, I mean, maybe he sleeps that off, or maybe this is just his life now.
I think that's his life.
I think,
because the way JJ walks away, it was like the stereotypical explosion in the background. Yep. The cool guy walking for, that's the vibe I'm getting from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like that. JJ
brain murdered him.
Yeah. JJ doesn't do shit like that lightly.
Yeah.
But when he does it, it's like,
been a hell of a couple days.
Had to be done.
Yeah.
I lost one planet, goddammit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we got ourselves a top 5 episode. Almost no matter. Oh, no. Actually, we're about to find out. No, yeah, that's right. We just decided this is better than number 5, Night of Shadows, so top 5 episode, no matter what else happens. Is it better than number 4, Savage Time? That was the big season 1 finale, World War II, Steve Trevor, Like three different elite World War II squads of dudes.
Yeah, I think this one's better.
I concur.
Yeah.
That one was fun. It kept moving at a brisk pace, but this one did too, and I think this one had more heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Steve Trevor getting a 90-year-old hum job from Wonder Woman wasn't, you know.
That was...
I cried.
It was charming.
It was. It was quaint. All right.
Is it Murder, She Wrote?
It's not Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. I take that back. It's Murder, She Wrote.
Ah, damn it. I knew it.
We're bumping up by one every time. It's this one or Murder, She Wrote, Death of Sherlock Holmes.
I think this one's better.
I gotta concur.
Hold on.
Let's do science here.
Okay.
We're in the top three. We can't just go with our gut.
Okay.
It's about science.
Right.
And whenever we come back to Murder, She Wrote, I come back to that... The dude had his batshit crazy Count of Monte Cristo story at the end.
I just... side note, I watched a story about a North Korean defector.
Uh-huh.
He read, while he was in one of those prison concentration camps, somehow he got a hold of an old school copy of that book.
Count of Monte Cristo.
And he faked his death.
Oh, man.
I think he jumped off in similar style. He played dead. And he was able to escape.
Damn.
Because of that book.
That's crazy.
So when he was like, I found this book, and it was called The Count of Monte Cristo, I was like, oh my God, you faked your death.
That is incredible.
Yeah, dude.
But you know, even as I say that, I'm like, that was lots of fun because it was so out of left field, but I was just talking about how the whole Hawkgirl betrayal thing was a twist that felt earned and believable in a way that one... It was fun because it was batshit crazy, but it didn't have that impact because we've been hanging with this dude for an episode. Who fucking cares?
Yep.
So, yeah, okay.
All right. That means it's just one more, bro.
Yeah, well, two more. Yeah, because that's... Murder, She Wrote was number three.
Oh, that's right. It got bumped. I thought Murder, She Wrote was number two.
Yeah. So we've got, right now, our top three in not necessarily in this order, but... This is definitely a top three episode, but it's our top two are currently A Better World and Secret Origins.
Ah.
So let's flip that coin.
Are we ripping that Band-Aid off?
Is it going to be this episode, Star-Crossed, or number one, A Better World?
Here we are.
Yep.
Rip it.
Rip. Okay. All right.
I think this one's better.
My gut tells me to give it to A Better World. I'm not married to that. But, I mean, it's for the one spot. We got to do that mm-hmm, good science.
Mm-hmm. I think this one,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of creativity to it.
Yeah.
Whether it was them revealing their identities and going solo. Well, not solo, but you get it.
Yeah, in pairs. Their human underground. Clothes. Yeah.
From going into the brain of the
Wormtongue.
That was fun. You've got the betrayal. There's a lot of just juicy bits.
Yeah.
And I never felt bored at all.
Yeah.
The villains, like, I didn't like Thor, but I didn't like him that it just, he's the villain. I really didn't like Thor.
Fro, you mean?
Fro. Did I say Thor?
You said Thor.
God damn it.
One of the...
In comes Disney execs with Trif. That's the Disney regime, run!
There was at one point, as they were breaking out of the alien mothership, apparently all Thanagarians have different zappy weapons. Hawkgirl just happens to like her spiky mace.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them, our heroes were like... beating one of them up and then taking their weapon and using him against another. And Superman winds up with a zappy hammer that looks a fuck ton like Mjolnir.
Yes, that's right. Batman, because Superman's still kind of weak.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, here, try a weapon. Don't mind if I do, smash.
this one had a lot of little moments between Batman and Superman. Like, mm-hmm. Batman's the one that gets him out of his red sunlight cell. And he's like, lean on me, take my arm, and... Mm-hmm. And gives him the zappy weapon, and then at the end, it's Superman who saves Batman, which is kind of like a fun flip of... What was the New Genesis episode where where Superman wants to stay behind to make sure Darkseid dies. Yeah. Yes. It's like a flip of that.
And I think they both say, like, stop trying to be a hero. You first. You first.
Yep. So much kissing in this episode.
We find out the Flash is a redhead. As a redhead, I enjoyed that.
There we go. Yeah, I've always, ever since I was a kid, I was in my early 20s, but basically a kid seeing this episode for the first time, I always liked that moment where Flash is making such a big deal of, oh, I mean, I trust you guys, but a secret identity is a sacred thing, and Batman just rips off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That's a good moment. In Brave New World,
Brave New World is it essentially Alien Invasion, where we are introducing our team to fight them?
No, you're thinking of Secret Origins.
Oh.
Brave New World was the Justice Lords. That was where we go to the fascist Justice Lord dimension.
Fuck me, I'm way thinking of the wrong one.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I suck. Okay.
Yeah. So that's got the two Batmans
driving
through fascist Gotham.
That's right. And Flash had died.
Flash had died.
And he was the heart and soul of the team. So they all went crazy evil.
Yep, crazy evil, quashing student protests.
That's right.
They all get new fascist costumes. They have a whole team of just like normal human like techs or whatever running the watchtower.
Oh, shitty. Well, then, thank you for I hope our listeners... Yeah, I'm sorry, listeners.
It's different doing this every 2 weeks. I feel like we don't remember a lot of the episodes.
A lot
well.
Of the titles aren't like...
Yeah, that too.
Like, with Batman titles, you kind of knew. It was like, oh, that's a Riddler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In that case, yeah, I think the North Korean regime one is the number one.
All right. In that case, all right. So Brave New World, it's safe at number one. Now, for the number two spot, it's Star-Crossed versus Secret Origins.
That's the Alien Invasion. That's the Alien Invasion. The pilot,
the Martians.
I think this one's better than
that. I do concur with that. Yeah. All right. No, Reginald's. Put the knives away.
Thank you, Reginald.
Oh, no.
Please hand me my brain pills, because I can't remember shit. Thank you, Reginald.
Oh, no, we only have two knives, but there's three Reginalds. They're fighting over who gets to take them.
That's a fun fight.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. It's okay, lads. I've got this machete. Here, one of you can have... Oh, now they're fighting over who gets the machete.
Oh, jeez.
That didn't solve anything.
No.
Well, we'll see what the result of that is.
I'm sure we'll remember.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
Shit.
But all right, marking it down.
Yeah.
In the new number two spot. It's just above the pilot Secret Origins and just below A Better World is the finale Star-Crossed.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
When it's revealed, mm-hmm. Walter White's the dude.
Right.
I read a thing on IMDb, and like a director wanted to direct that episode. And the guy who created it, he worked on X-Files, too.
Vince Gilligan?
Thank you.
There we go.
By the way, he worked on X-Files. That's a good show. You should check it out. He said a joke that is like, no. I'm the one who asked the prom queen out. I'm the one who gets to fuck her. So Vince Gilligan directed that one. And it kind of felt like we were like, this is the domino that got pushed over.
Yeah.
This all the little things that we've been waiting and seeing, and this is the conclusion of it, and it felt earned. It felt right.
Yep. Well, I'm kinda as I was, you know, the credits were rolling on this one, I was thinking, man, that was so good. I'm sort of sad that we're taking a year to do Static Shock before coming back and doing more Justice League, but as I think about it, remembering the first, like, especially the first two or three episodes of Justice League Unlimited,
okay,
might have been as much as the first half a season. I remember in my early 20s watching this, being so stoked, and then it coming back and being like, what the fuck is this? Such a huge step backward. But I do remember getting a lot better from there. This is not this. Well, I don't remember this being the absolute high point. I remember it after a little bit of a dip and, you know, getting us back up to speed, a little time skip and seeing what's happened since this. I remember it going some fun places.
It's like when you work and you take a long vacation and you go back to work, you know, you gotta kind of get back. I don't remember how to work the computer quite like I used. It's coming back to me.
But that won't be for a little while because we've got our plans ahead. We've got next week we're going to be doing our series.
It's time for awkward time.
Yep. Super awkward. Barely edited at all. And it might be because, you know, with Batman, we had a lot to talk about because there was so much Batman. With this one, I mean, doing all the multi-parters as one, there's only 26 episodes on this list, so it might be like 15 minutes, and it's okay if it is.
These things are awkward. We never know what to say. Yeah. And we always say, hey, maybe we should come up with a strategy or a plan. Yeah. We're not going to do it.
We'll make
notes. If we didn't do it 4 years ago, we're not going to do it now.
Yeah, not
going to
happen.
So
after that, we're doing Under the Red Hood.
Yay!
Our annual movie episode. And then, so I think that'll be 2 weeks, maybe a month. So in a month and a half in real time. We will be starting again with Static Shock. We'll be back to weekly because it'll be 22-minute episodes, so we'll be able to do two episodes in a session.
Okay,
again, feels like a long time since we've done it that way.
Yeah, it really has.
That's kind of our roadmap going forward, and then there's 52 episodes of Static Shock, and that's actually pretty good because that takes us close to March, which is usually when our podcast year resets. Yeah. You know. It feels about right. Yeah.
I still remember. We did that. I was at the Drury Hotel.
Yep. It was on my birthday.
Look at us now.
Yeah. Or maybe it was released it was on my super birthday. Close. It was right around
I
there.
Had
yeah.
this lazy boy big conference meeting I had to go to. And Ben happened to be in, I wouldn't say the area, but you were up in that.
I was up there apartment hunting that day. So even though we were both living in Tucson at the time, we were both in Phoenix that day.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, that's kind of our roadmap going forward. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at WiseKeyTV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I got a notification today.
Oh, yeah.
I had one view.
Ooh. Make another hash mark on the whiteboard.
Yeah, exactly. Well, where can they find you, Ben?
You can find me at Beast. Hold on. Ben. How do Beast Guy things work? At bencreighton.bsky.social, which I've still got invite codes. If any of you want to get off of Twitter and onto a much quieter, I will never call it that. Fuck you, Musk.
He's been using brand X. So, yeah.
You can find me there. You can find me at twitch.tv/bencreighton. You can find me at bit.ly/landoftheblind. And you can always find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/batrankings. You can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. You can leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
Probably do other stuff. Subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Did I say that part?
Gosh, I don't know.
Sure. You can do whatever you want. You can
Honestly, the voice messages are my favorite.
Yeah, so that's always the most fun.
You want to leave a voice message and tell us what your favorite episode was.
Yeah.
Or what you're looking forward to future from now.
Yeah. Tell me everything you remember about Static Shock. And you know what? The joke has always been, tell us what your favorite episode is. You're wrong, but, you know, you can tell us.
Yeah.
Not with Static Shock. We're not doing
that's
that.
That's right. We're just going to say, yeah.
So, you know, if we get something wrong about Static Shock, you actually can call and correct
us. There you go.
That's allowed. And we'll see you in 2 weeks for our unscripted recap.
Looking forward to it, Ben.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.